Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. The Guwahati High Court Kohima bench yesterday launched its official mobile application, GHCKB app, aimed at making justice delivery more accessible, transparent and citizen-friendly. The application was formally launched by Chief Justice Guwahati High Court at the Multipurpose Hall Bar Room, Kohima. Chief Justice Ashutosh Kumar said the Guwahati High Court Kohima bench is the first High Court in the Northeast to launch such an application, emphasizing that it was developed entirely in-house. Justice Kumar commended the ICT team for their work and noted that the bench has adapted well to IT-driven systems. The 9th Raj Bhavan edition of Handshake Concert was held yesterday at Dr. Imkongleba Ao Hall, Raj Bhavan, Kohima, celebrating a rich blend of cultural performances and international goodwill. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nipu Rio, was the chief host, while Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, served as the patron-in-chief. Advisor to Chief Minister of Nagaland and Rattle and Hum Music Society, Abu Mehta, said the Handshake Concert is a special project of the Rattle and Hum Foundation, which has taken hundreds of musicians and artists across the country and the world for the past 15 years. He said the Handshake Concert has taken India, its culture and its heritage to create a better appreciation of this wonderful nation to the international community through art, music and culture.
From America to Kuala Lumpur to Beijing to Shanghai to Bangkok to Seoul, the Handshake Concert has taken India, its culture and its heritage to create a better appreciation of this wonderful nation to the international community through art, through music and through culture. Many of them have gone on to become big stars, but their foundations were here in the Handshake Concert.
The advisor also acknowledged the governor for opening the state's highest office to arts and culture, saying his support and guidance inspires young artists who are ambassadors of Nagaland and the country. World-renowned Japanese percussion ensemble Drum Tao, the Sao Mao Waisari Arts and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh, Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy under NEZCC, Naga Terry's Band Headhunters, Nagaland Police Auxiliary Brass Band, Seye Intrepid and Nagaland Conservatory of Music enthralled the audience with their performances. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has congratulated Rattle and Hum Music Society on the successful 9th edition of Handshake Concert. Taking to X, the Chief Minister commended the society for investing in young people and their creativity and for building bridges across communities through music, arts, theatre and literature. The State Transport Department has directed vehicle owners with registration pending for over 5 years to meet a 30-day deadline to renew them or face cancellation under Section 55(3) of the Motor Vehicles Act. The department reminded that if a motor vehicle has been destroyed or rendered permanently incapable of use, the owner is required to report the matter within 14 days to the registering authority where the vehicle was originally registered and have the registration certificate cancelled. It therefore urged such vehicle owners to either renew their certificates of registration or apply for cancellation at their respective registering offices. The department warned that failure to act within the stipulated period will compel the registering authorities to presume that the vehicles are no longer fit for use, pose a danger to the public, and are beyond reasonable repair, prompting cancellation under the Motor Vehicles Act. And the Directorate of Higher Education has instructed all existing coaching centres in Nagaland to register under the newly approved Guidelines for Registration and Regulation of Coaching Centres within 3 months. The guidelines, approved by the state government on November 26, aim to regulate coaching centres and ensure better guidance and academic support for students preparing for various study programmes and competitive examinations. According to a notification issued on December 2, coaching centres must apply for registration through the Deputy Commissioner of their respective districts within the stipulated 3-month period. The department stated that the new guidelines outline a framework for registration and regulation, prescribe minimum standards for operating coaching centres, safeguard student interests, among others. For any queries, the coaching centres can contact the nodal officer Vetanile Demo, OSD Higher Education at 8974-870-900. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.